This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, says it's reviewing a ceasefire plan in Gaza put forth by Israel following a visit to Israel by an Egyptian delegation where officials described a quote-unquote new vision for a prolonged end to hostilities. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has more.
Another night of protests in Tel Aviv as hundreds call for new elections and the ouster of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Protesters say Netanyahu's government isn't doing enough to bring home the hostages, despite him recently having said Israel will increase both political and military pressure on Hamas. Hamas's military wing released a video over the weekend that appears to show hostages Keith Siegel and Omri Meron sending messages to their families as the Jewish holiday Passover draws to a close at the end of April. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
The amount of humanitarian aid going into the Gaza Strip will be ramped up in the coming days, Israel's military said on Sunday, citing new corridors that use an Israeli seaport and border crossings into the Palestinian enclave.
Food, water, medical supplies, shelter equipment, and other aid. More of it is going into Gaza than ever before. This increase in aid is a result of increased efforts.
Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari. France's foreign minister has arrived in Lebanon as part of diplomatic attempts to broker a de-escalation in the conflict on the Lebanon-Israel border. He met with United Nations peacekeeping forces in South Lebanon with Lebanon's parliament speaker and others.